Chapter 11. A Letter to a Stranger. The Sheikh invited Saeed and Hamet inside, and we all sat in the lovely garden. A woman brought us a bowl of cereal, and we ate hungrily. Then Hamet and I spoke privately.
"I'm going to Mogador tomorrow," he said. "The journey will take about 3 days. You must write a letter to your friend, and I'll take it to him. I've fought for you. I've suffered hunger, thirst, and fatigue for you, and I've given away all my money and possessions to help you and your men. If your friend pays me the $920, you'll all be free. If he doesn't, you'll die for lying to me, and I'll sell your men as slaves."
Hamet gave me some paper and a pen to write with. I was very worried. Who should I write to? I didn't know anyone in Mogador or at the embassy. I can't fail now, I thought. Then I remembered the remarkable dream I had in the desert, where the European man on a horse had promised me all would be well. I needed that Englishman in his white hat and European clothes now. Why wasn't he real? I wrote the following letter. "Sir, my cargo ship, Commerce, was wrecked on the 28th of August, 1815. Four of my men and I were taken as slaves. I beg you to help us and give our present master, Sidi Hamet, money to free us. He has requested $920. As soon as I return to the United States, I'll return the money to you for the full amount. If you don't help me, I will immediately be killed, and my wife and 5 children will be left without a husband and father. My companions are Aaron Savage, Horace Brooke, James Clark, and Thomas Burns. They will also be killed, or sold again to a horrible life of slavery. We are like skeletons, weak and exhausted by the most terrible sufferings. Sidi Hamet will give you this and tell you where we are. You can trust him completely. I beg you to help us. James Riley, Captain of the ship, Commerce." There wasn't an American consulate in Morocco, so I told Hamet to take the letter to the British consulate and give it to an official there. "Tell him it's a matter of life and death, and he'll take the letter to the right person," I said. I tried to stop my hands from trembling. If the people at the consulate refuse to help, I'll be dead soon, I thought. After Hamet left for the capital with my letter, Saeed put us in a dark cellar. We waited anxiously for Hamet's return. On the 8th day, a well-dressed man arrived to see me.
"Good morning, Captain Riley," he said in English.
I stood up in surprise, hope suddenly flooding through me.
"My name is Rais Belkosim," said the man. "I've come from Mogador. Your letter was received by a very good man. His name is William Wilshire. He's an Englishman and my best friend. When he read your letter, he cried with compassion. He immediately paid all the money to Sidi Hamet and sent me to meet you."
We were delighted at this news, although we also felt a little frightened. Perhaps this was only a dream or a cruel joke to make us suffer more. But then Rais Belkosim gave me a letter. I tore it open impatiently and read it. "Mogador, the 25th of October, 1815. My dear sir, I received your letter, and I am very sorry for your suffering and the suffering of your companions. I hope this will soon come to an end,
and that you will return to your families in health. I have sent my friend, Rais Bel Qasim, to bring you all here safely. I've also paid Sidi Hamet the money for your freedom. However, I'm keeping him here until you arrive, to be certain you will arrive safely. I believe you are an honest man and will repay me the money as soon as you return to the United States. William Wilshire. I can't describe our feelings after reading this letter. It meant the end of all our terrible suffering and degradation. We'll leave for Mogador early in the morning, Rais said. Said was furious when he heard the news. My brother is a fool, he shouted. He has put himself in the power of a villainous European. The man will probably murder Hamet once you arrive in Mogador. Then he will take back his money. Nonsense, said Rais. William Wilshire is the most honest man I know. Don't worry, he'll keep his word.